Well, I would say welcome to spring in the cabin of Crapper Creek, but I don't want to jinx it. It's been warming up, but I know it's not done. There's certain ways to tell it's springtime in the interior of Alaska. A, our snow turns black. Bodies start showing up at the mouth of the Tanana River. Everything's covered in dog crap, and at least every highway has a mattress laying next to it. None of that has happened yet, so we can't technically call it spring. I can technically call it the podcast from Crapper Creek, Alaska. Welcome aboard this week. We do not disappoint. We're going to talk about weird shit left on planes, the worst rock lyrics of all times, things that still make you cry. Fuck my life. Crying at work and pooping on the bus all this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
Whenever I go to a city, I always try to go to some of their radio stations, like rock stations in a big city. I go to L.A., Seattle, Vegas, Chicago. I have yet to see a rock station that has a bigger library. They'll go like 250 songs and that's it. Are you kidding me? Ours is about, we're moving in on 3,000 titles or more because we have six decades of it. So, and we're adding new stuff every single week. Brand new Foo Fighters coming up. I would play a lot of the classic rock, of course. We do have a classic rock station with the River 96. It's in our family. We play the newer stuff. They play the older, that kind of thing. Speaking of classic rock, a lot of it we do play, but some of it we don't. Some of the cheesier stuff, maybe, you know, there's a lot of it that's great. You know, some of the 70s yacht rocky stuff, the Eagles, the Doobies. We don't really play that here. Steve Miller Band. Found a list of the worst lyrics in classic rock. Do you agree with this? Number 10, Pinball Wizard by The Who. He plays by sense of smell. That was a horrible lyric. One of the cheesiest songs that we don't play at all. We Built This City by Starship. And remember, we're talking not only songs, we're talking about, a lot of them are good songs, but maybe bad lyrics. That one, I don't like anything about that song. Who counts the money underneath the bar? Who rides the wrecking ball into our guitars? That's the line. Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. Rock and Roller Cola Wars. I can't take it anymore. Of course, The Police, great album, Zenyatta Mandata, had the song Di-Doo-Doo-Doo, Di-Da-Da-Da. That alone should be a bad lyric, right? But no, the bad lyric of that one is, and when their eloquence escapes me, their logic ties me up and rapes me. What? Horse with No Name by America? In the desert, you can remember your name, for there ain't no one for to give you no pain. Number five is Foreigner, Dirty White Boy, with the lyric, I'm a loner, but I'm never alone. Shut up. Number four, ZZ Top, Sleeping Bag. Great song. Let's go out to Egypt, because it's in the plan. We'll whip out our mattress, because there ain't no beds. Wait, what? What, really? So we're just not rhyming now? We're not making lyrics rhyme? Okay. Number three, yes, and Roundabout. Besides the fact it's like a 7-minute song. Mountains come out of the sky and they stand there. And they stand there. That's pretty bad. Number two. Oh, this one is just cheese. The title alone. And it's a great song and everybody loves it. But Don't Stop Believing. Journey. See, we don't play that one here. I try not to. Good song. Don't get me wrong. But I can't get past the line. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. By the way, there's no such thing. There is no South Detroit. Did you know that? They don't. Number one, Van Halen's Why Can't This Be Love? But technically, that's Van Hagar, isn't it? Only time will tell if we stand the test of time. Well, redundant much? So those are our worst rock lyrics of all time, of which I am not going to play next. Time again for confessions. This is a fun segment we can't do again without your help. We need you guys, so please help us out with this. All you have to do is send them in. I know you've done something wrong, horribly wrong. Much like with F My Life, where something just horrible happens to you, this is something you've done. It's weighing on your conscience a little bit, and this is your chance to get it off your chest. And we do it with
confessions.
And we thank you for sending these in, and we start. I used to be a mature male foot model, from which I made a good living, till I caught a particularly stubborn fungal nail infection. Now I can only make a small amount through an OnlyFans page, appealing to a rather niche group of people.
Confessions.
Ugh. Have you tried using just AI? Do we need foot models anymore? Yesterday I went for a pee, realized mid-flow I was urinating on a poor spider. Once finished, I scooped him out of the urine-infested water and put him on a toilet paper roll. He now lives with me in my bedroom with my other wild spiders. Dude, you've got more serious issues.
Confessions.
What? With your spiders, now your urine-covered... Okay, no, all right, not here to judge. Early 2000s, myself and a couple of friends went underage drinking at a night on an exclusive golf course. Found the contraption for digging holes in the greens. Spent hours digging extra holes in all the greens. I only wish I could have seen the golfers' faces. That would have helped out my game.
Confessions.
I'm 41 and work with teenagers. Generally try to keep up to date with lingo and trends to stay relatable, but I think I've hit old age wall. 6'7 has broken me.
Confessions.
Held open a door for a grumpy old lady, as I would do anyone, only to be told, I'm quite capable of opening the door for myself, thank you. A few weeks later, she was behind me again. I deliberately held the door open and gleefully closed it right before she got there. Yes!
Confessions.
Oh, that had to feel good. Spent a good 2 hours wandering around my house one evening trying to locate the intermittent weird whistling noise. Turned out it was my left nostril.
Confessions.
Never knew how to start talking to the woman at the gym without looking like a creep trying to hit on her. Dropped a kettlebell on my foot, triggered conversation with her, but also everyone else. Oh, and an ambulance crew. Was not worth it.
Confessions.
Finally, aged 11, I hated my teacher and keyed his car. As an adult, I worried that this act meant I was a sociopath. Saw said teacher a few years ago at an airport having an argument with his wife. Turned out he's still a massive jerk. And 11-year-old me was just an excellent judge of character.
Confessions.
There you go. That are your confessions, and I appreciate you sending them in. You can do so Facebook, email, text, fax it. We don't give a damn. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you cry at work? Ever cry? I know, man, we're not supposed to cry. No, real men cry. Real men cry. Think I didn't shed a tear when the Seahawks won? Of course. When the U.S. hockey team took gold? Yeah. Cry over sports. When was the last time you had a good cry? I think for me, it was probably, a pet dying, family, somebody passing, always. That's a given. But if you cried at work... They say 2 in 5 people have cried at work. I've been doing this a long time. I must have somewhere. And I don't think anything at work ever made me cry, but getting news while at work, maybe, right? Passing of a friend or loved one, that's happened, I'm sure. 39% said they've broken down in tears while on the job. 14% of us, 1 in 7, have cried multiple times. Another 25 said maybe once or twice. That's probably me. Well, heck, I cry during every commercial break. So yeah, this story hits home. It's pretty close. Almost everyone in the said they openly vent or complain about their job to family or friends, at least occasionally. Well, who doesn't? I love this gig, but sure, it's not perfect. Every day or a few times a week, some people more. Only 12% say they never complain about their job. All right, that 12% is lying. And there's a lot of things that would make you... I get it. Meetings at 5 o'clock on a Friday is enough to make you cry. Or nobody noticing your new bangs. Realizing you just hit reply all on a really racist joke. You know what would make most of us cry? Looking at your paycheck after taxes. I guess if you're at work, that would do it. All the K-cups in the break room are decaf. Finding out a Bob's Lunch Post-it wasn't enough to protect your leftover stir-fry in the break room fridge, was it? Oh, here's one that'd make any radio person cry. Drug testing. But it's in radio. They don't do that. If they did that, there would be nobody on the air. Anywhere. We'd all be AI. Spending $200,000 on a humanities degree only to wind up working at Chick-fil-A. Lots of reasons to cry at work. Being replaced by a robot. Just because it doesn't whine, surf porn, smoke weed, or call in sick when it's hungover. Duh.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
I hope your day is going well, and I hope it's going better than some of these folks. Once again, while I was gone, a lot of you delivered again, because I beg for these. I know, it's kind of pathetic, but I can't do some of these bits without you folks. Confessions, Ask Lovely Maria if you have any of those, anything you've done wrong, send them to us. Text, email, Facebook Messenger, the website, what, you've got many ways. We do have the text line and the whole deal. Now, you can do that. And also another one is, of course, Ask Lovely Maria if you need some relationship advice. She's very good at that. She'll help you out. She'll do you a solid. And, of course, F My Life, where things have just gone horribly wrong that you would like to share to make the rest of us feel about our lives. So what do you say? We hit you with today's F My Life. This week, here we go.
My life.
And we begin with this one. I had some soup that my dad made. I took one sip and found he had put tons of hot sauce in it. I rushed to drink from a soda can sitting on the counter, only to find my mom had used it as an ashtray the night before. Day later, still had the taste of hot sauce and cigarette ash in my mouth.
Yes! My life.
Finally had the guts and I did it. I proposed to my boyfriend. He proceeded to laugh at me and said that proposing is a man's job, not a woman's. That was 6 months ago. He's yet to propose.
Yes! My life.
I'm preparing to go through my second divorce all because I didn't want kids. Both of them agreed, no, we won't have kids. We said that when we were dating, and then they changed their minds. Now I'm single again.
Yes! My life.
My boyfriend told me he lost his feelings for me and is breaking up with me. Oh, he also said he'd be glad to help contribute to raising our son who I gave birth to 3 months ago. Thanks? To rub salt in the wounds, he announced on Facebook as in a relationship with his coworker 12 hours later.
Yes! My life.
Sitting on a bus following a harrowing breakup with my boyfriend, a little boy, no more than six, looked at me full of compassion and said, "Are you crying because you're ugly?" Ouch.
Yes! My life.
Found out the guy I'd been seeing for 4 months with holidays, gifts, intimacy, meeting friends, the whole building something vibe. Secretly been dating on a dating app, sleeping with another girl the whole time. She also doesn't know, but he lied, offered no apology, and justified his actions, saying like, "Hey, we weren't official." Why, is that today's equivalent of, "We were on a break"?
Yes! My life.
Today at work, someone heard me throwing up. I got called aside by management and HR over being hungover at work and how unacceptable it is, and I was getting written up. I don't drink. I'm pregnant.
My life.
Finally, my mother, who we cared for, was transferred from the hospital to a long-term care facility. Problem is, nobody I talked to at the hospital seems to know which facility they sent her to. Mom? What?
Yes! My life.
See? Now for a Monday, your day doesn't seem so bad, does it? Good to be back on the radio. Glenner with you here from the cabin of Crapper Creek. Now, I had mentioned Lovely Marie and I took off last week, went to Vegas for a few days, just had some fun. It's not the debauchery we used to do, but it's always returning home and trying to get back into the groove. And like an idiot, we left Vegas at like way early Saturday morning. The cool part was we got in early Saturday afternoon back to Alaska. So that was kind of rare. We didn't get in at like midnight or something. You know, it seems like you always have to either leave or get home at midnight on any trip coming or leaving Alaska. We didn't have to do that. It was pretty good. But here's the problem. Like Friday night / Saturday morning, we had to get up at like 2, 3 a.m. to get in, to get the early flight to get home. And then, of course, by Saturday evening, we're exhausted. Then it was daylight saving. Just to add to the madness. Still not caught up. Most of us all lost that hour, right, due to springing forward. Unless you live in Arizona, good for you. And that's why it's perfect that today is National Napping Day. It makes perfect sense. I mean, if I could nap. There are two ways to celebrate. For starters, take a nap. Experts recommend 20 to 30 minutes to feel energized. 60-minute nap will make you feel more rested, but you'll probably feel lethargic and groggy when you wake up. If you're out for longer than that, you'll enter REM sleep, which also means you're probably sleep deprived. If you're not a napper, you can still celebrate by going to bed earlier tonight. That sounds like a good idea. You can jumpstart that by exercising a little in the evening or taking a hot bath or shower. Even though the time change is just an hour, studies show it can impact people for several days. You may have heard that there's a lot of accidents occur more on this day than many other days as well. Like driving accidents and what have you. Another poll, 60% of the people would love it if they never had to change their clocks again. 22% want to keep the time changes. Who are these psychopaths? I'm surprised only 60% would want to get rid of daylight saving. Why would anyone want to? Makes no sense to me. National Nap Day. I couldn't nap to save my life. I can only nap unintentionally. I got friends go, up. Oh, I got to get home. I got my 4 o'clock, my 3 o'clock nap or whatever. It's like, what? What are you, five? No. Can't nap at all. I mean, I guess if I had enough tequila, a visit to the Tanana Herb Company might help. But no, I ain't napping anytime soon. I'll be back up with you in the morning. From the cabin here in Crapper Creek, Alaska, I'm still getting my feedback wet, you know, because I was gone a little bit. Went down south to America. Vegas. Did the Vegas thing. I hung out really not along the strip anymore. I don't really... We'll go there once, maybe, while I'm there. I did. I performed at Jimmy Kimmel's. Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club. So I was on the strip for that night. But we hung out down in the Chinatown, the Art District up in North Vegas. But flying back, I think I lost my earbuds. I put them in the little round carrier. I think I put it, I don't know what happened to them. It's like, all right, there's another weird thing. They find stuff all the time that's left behind. There's an actual website called unclaimedbaggage.com, and they shared their list of the weirdest things people lost from their luggage last year. And the things that ended up in lost and found that were never collected. Somebody somehow left behind a fully assembled robot. It doesn't look human. It's more like legs with a box on top. They think it's maybe for research or some sort of industrial automation, but it's a robot. A bionic knee, meaning a prosthetic knee with a built-in motor. Pretty sure it was a prototype, they think, but somebody left. I don't know. A set of grills made with diamonds and 10-karat gold, you know, like Kanye or Post Malone would wear. They fit over your teeth. But I guess if you can afford diamonds and gold-plated grills, like, just get me another one. Somebody left behind a meteorite. Yeah, they joked that everything they found, they can confidently say it traveled the farthest. They were able to figure out as part of a meteor that fell to Earth in the year 1576. What? A pair of fire poi. Those are the ropes with the balls that catch on fire. A 1 ounce gold bar. A 1 ounce gold bar. 99% pure. Worth thousands of dollars. Oops. I don't know. A matching pair of samurai swords. A full beekeeping outfit. The suit, gloves, mask, all of it. They left behind. I'm just picturing him coming in, some guy just covered in bee stings. Yes, I understand you have my beekeeping outfit. Gold-plated golf clubs. Wow. Yeah, Japanese brand Honma makes a few types of gold-plated clubs. A full set can cost from a few thousand to 60 grand. Somebody just left. I wouldn't leave my clubs I have now behind. A didgeridoo. Yeah, the Australian wind instrument. Not very easy to lose track. I mean, they're like 4 foot long. Other weird stuff. Giant stuffed goose, an armadillo purse, 12-pack case of sardines, a bow tie made of feathers, and a suitcase full of rat poison. Most valuable set thing left you'd think would be the gold bar. No, it was a pair of diamond earrings valued at $43,000 and a Rolex worth $35,000. Nobody claimed these items. Yeah, all right, now you're figuring out a way. Yeah, you're going to go there. Yeah, did somebody drop off some diamond earrings? I seem to have... Yeah, nice try. You know, we always are idiot of the day. A lot of times it's in Florida, and there's always something weird, and we always say, well, you know, only in Florida. I think we can start adding California to that list, can't we? I mean, between their crazy taxes and their... No more oil refineries, can't cut down dead trees that cause fire. Yeah, they're kind of lost their minds. Well, as you know, a few years ago, like particularly the city of San Francisco, were allowing, people, homeless, whatever, to pretty much poop where they want. You need to poop, do it right there in the street. I get it. I mean, they can't, if they don't have that, where do they go, right? Where do they go? I get that. Maybe some more public bathrooms. How about you build those? Nope. Just now, you got to watch where you walk down the streets. You still got to curb your dog, but they obviously there is no leash rules or no rules about that with homeless and that. All right. Okay, sure. But now we go to Los Angeles. You know, riding the bus has never really been luxurious, but has it really gotten this bad? The Department of Transportation in LA is being mocked online for a PSA that told people, please, no pooping allowed on city buses. Now, they would not have to put out that PSA if people weren't pooping on public buses. They shared 6 different ads on YouTube, so they're really serious about no pooping on buses. Each one encouraged people to report things like smoking, drinking, playing loud music, and public pooping on buses. In the pooping ad, someone spots a steaming poop emoji on the floor of the bus and reports it online. Then there's a graphic at the bottom that says, no pooping! The local news station in LA reached out and asked, is pooping all that common, really? The city did not respond, but quickly yanked the ads. They released a statement the next day and said the ads weren't supposed to be posted online. They were just for, quote, onboard viewing to inform riders how to report crappy behavior. I get it. The ad itself doesn't make any crappy behavior jokes. It just says no pooping on buses. So it's still not clear if it was like a joke. Do they mean dogs? But it is L.A., so yeah, okay. They're pooping on buses. They're pooping on buses. But so now the ads are just so like somebody's about to drop trow and lay some cable on a bus. And all of a sudden they look and go, oop, I better. Whew, thank goodness I saw that ad. I was about to poop on this bus.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
You know, they say AI can be smarter than the average human, but that really overestimates a human's ability to train AI. Get this, Washington State Department of Licensing started using AI to handle its automated service over the phone. But get this, callers who would press, you know, where it says press 2 for Spanish, did not actually get Spanish. No, what they got was an AI voice speaking in English with a heavy Spanish accent. Hello, gringo. What does that mean? I don't want to do an impression because then everybody's, you know, I don't want to come off as like a racist. So I won't. Is it like Speedy Gonzalez? Because, see, I don't think you can do that anymore either. Naturally, some people complained, while others found it kind of hilarious and compared the AI responses to the broken English used by Consuela the maid on Family Guy. It really was Spanglish, with the only actual Spanish words being the numbers. Like, your estimated waiting time is less than 3 minutes.
Really?
The agency has since apologized and said it fixed the problem. But it took them a while. One caller says they first noticed the issue last summer. The agency blamed the error on staff. Jeez, if you only had AI to take their job. They say that automated service has 10 languages and now runs on newer AI technology. Unfortunately, they did not keep Spanglish. I would have gone with Spanglish all day. I would have used that from the get-go. What's that number? I need to call that right now. Green Day. All right, how do you like your kids? A little seasoning, a little salt, maybe some garlic, paprika? How do you like your kids? Some parents look at remember chicken soup for the soul for inspiration on how to raise healthy kids. Other parents just say they need a little extra seasoning with salt. Man, really? What do you mean? It's a new wellness trend. It sounds full-on Hansel and Gretel vibes, doesn't it? Oh, wellness trend is gaining traction on social media. Halotherapy. It's a form of alternative medicine involving salt. There's no real science backing this up yet, so I'm surprised it's not just a TikTok thing. But it's not going to stop people from doing their own research. One particular TikTok account's going viral, though. It's a mom who boasts about salting her kids. She basically has their entire indoor playroom covered in salt from wall to wall. It's like snow or a sandbox. It's salt. The kids are jumping and playing and apparently improving their immune system by breathing the salt, but not eating it. Really? You think little kids ain't eating that? And no, they're not using it as a litter box. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Uncle Rick. The whole floor, it's all salt. It's like a beach in the room. Good luck keeping that out of the rest of your house. Your kids' dry, weird skin. Wouldn't that feel like you know how that feeling like you just get out of the ocean? It's like, oh, please, I need to wash this off immediately. Nope, not at her house. Now you go get out of the shower and make sure to put some salt on. I think I'm going to stick with my paprika idea. I think that's way better. I know we have people that listen to this station pretty much across everything from boomers to Gen Z, millennials, Gen X, you're all there. So I like to poke the bear at all four. Well, millennials say there's signs that they have finally arrived. I guess we all had that when I was young, is having your first car, first job, something like that. Well, for millennials, it includes putting their bills on auto pay and having a fridge in the garage for drinks. Really? I guess you've arrived. Paying off your student loans or buying a house. Right. Okay, I guess so. But there's signs you have not arrived. No matter what your age. Are you still starting your car with a screwdriver? Mm-hmm. Can't remember the last time you slept on something that didn't convert back into a sofa. You have not arrived. Your attitude towards auto repairs, if it can't be fixed with duct tape, it can't be fixed. It ain't getting fixed. All you could afford for dinner last night was Taco Bell. Packets of hot sauce. Yeah, your life goal went from retiring a millionaire to maybe getting Spotify Premium. You know, I'll be happy with anything that's... I mean, if you're into paying for music... Did the homeless guy put change in your cup? You have yet to arrive. You go to the Dollar Tree, they know you by name. Oh yeah, like I said, you're still paying for music. You have yet to arrive. Crank up local radio. It's free. Thank you. You're welcome. Well, more fun with spring break as the week rolls on, of course. Those of you that do the spring break, good for you. Well, we're good for you. So, spring break time, get some spring cleaning in, start doing that, maybe. I don't know. If we ever get spring, we can't take. Can we call it spring break when it doesn't feel like spring yet? That sounds stupid, doesn't it? Could we just call it late winter break? It might be more appropriate. Good time to get the household chores. Now, survey shows there's a clear split on who does various tasks. I totally agree with this. Me, I've been plowing and shoveling snow like a madman. That's what I do. Summers, I mow. All that. Lovely Maria, she loves scrubbing the hardwood floor. She's a vacuum. There's certain things. Data shows most maintenance, car maintenance, yard work. Men, actually, we enjoy doing those things. I like doing yard work. Gives me something to do. Working on the rig or something. 33% of men say they actually enjoy taking out the trash. Well, in the middle of winter when you got it's outside and you got, maybe not. Women far less likely to enjoy doing those things. What do they typically respond a lot more? Cleaning, organizing, dusting, making the bed, sweeping and mopping, doing laundry. They kind of enjoy doing that more than men do. I'm not saying, now, I do all of those as well. Maria, we have ours. She handles the cat boxes. I handle the dog yard. See how we do that? Women are more likely to say they enjoy tidying, cleaning, organizing, that kind of thing. Certain thing that both men and women enjoy, preparing meals. Both love to cook, grocery shop. Yeah, even in this economy, that's a little tougher, but okay. Coincidentally, men are more likely than women to say they're satisfied with the division of household chores. As long as they don't have to do them all. And then there's always those chores that just nobody likes to do, so they never get done. Cleaning out the yellow gunk from the fridge. I guess M does that one a bit. Organizing the junk drawer. That's kind of a me thing, but not her. But really, to be honest, paper clips, Sharpies, spare keys, they should require a little effort. Dig through. Weeding the cracks in the driveway. Oh, there's another one. It'd probably be me, but you know what? The way I look at it, if weeds find a way to grow through concrete, does it not deserve the right to live? Dusting the ceiling fans. Oh, there's one, right? I mean, unless you're hosting Victor Wembanyama, who's like, what, 7'6"? Who's going to see the top of your ceiling fan? Just like cleaning baseboards. Unless you're hosting Kevin Hart, nobody's going to see the bottom of your walls. Sweeping under the couch. That's just a graveyard of goldfish, crackers, dog toys, hair, and matchbox cars, right? They should never be disturbed. Moving old TV antennas from the roof. Just leave them there from the 70s. Well, you know what? Santa needs a challenge landing the sleigh. Certain little things that nobody wants to do. Like when you had a baby and you look at your wife and go, I will pay you $1,000 if you change this one. $1,000.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Your commute's going okay. Hope you're everything good. You got a cup of Joe there with you. Nah, you look good. Let's start the day. Your work day may suck. Your mornings don't have to. Let's just have some fun this morning. Chill out. Don't worry about anything else going on anywhere in the world. Next few hours, you're mine, baby. I got you. Up for dinner. I was going to cook again tonight. Making a salad. Speaking of, I went over a list. Did you know they're coming out? They've come out with an onion that doesn't make you cry. Japan, they call it a smile ball. They're supposed to be very sweet, little extra sweet onion, but it doesn't, you know, because there's basically you cut an onion and then the gases interact with the in your eyes and causes you to. Anyway. Science, baby. It's just all science. But these ones don't make you cry. But really, I guess that's one thing we can mark off. Great. Now just everything else does. There's plenty of things that still make us cry. Just looking at our credit scores. That's all we need. We don't need onions. When you step on the scale like 20 seconds ago and the needle is yet to stop spinning. Pulling into a Chick-fil-A only to realize it's Sunday. You know what makes you cry? Knowing that Creed is working on new music. Or how about anything the guy at Jiffy Lube says after the words, hey, can I show you something on your car? No. How about pollution? But only if you're an older Native American fellow in a TV commercial. You're welcome, boomers. You got to look that one up. That goes old school. Any movie where the dog dies? Why do they do that? My daughter introduced me to a site where you can look up movies and see. It's called Does the Dog Die? Why does the dog have to die in every movie with a dog? I love dogs. Stop it. Or just being a Cleveland sports fan. That's enough to make any grown man cry right there. Let me ask you something. How much do you love ranch dressing? A lot of people are way into ranch. Now, my wife's family lives on the stuff. I think they eat it like soup. Some people can't do anything without ranch. Oh, I'm having pizza. I gotta have ranch. Oh, chicken finger, ranch. Fries, ranch. Salad? Ew, what's salad? Just give me the ranch, right? I love ranch. I have nothing. It is it's fantastic. It's part of our American heritage. It's part of who we are. Ranch dressing. So if you're wondering how you should dress this morning, open a weather app. And if you're wondering how you should dress your salad, well, put it this way. America just celebrated National Ranch Day. You love ranch, you aren't the only one. Americans consume 100 million bottles of ranch dressing annually. It's like $1.7 billion worth. Average person consumes ranch 15 times a year, which sounds way low, doesn't it? Favorite condiments, it's on the list. 30% love ranch, 35% like it. 7% actually don't, 8% hate ranch. What? 60% said they usually have ranch in stock at their home. 7 would rank it as their favorite condiment, even over ketchup or peanut butter. And get this. You know how some people carry special condiments with them wherever they go? Like how Beyonce says she carries hot sauce with her. Or Buddy the Elf with syrup, I guess. 16% of people say they carry their own ranch in a purse, in a bag, in a backpack, in the car. What? It's just weird. So that's a weird fact about ranch. 16% of people carry it around with them. Another fun fact about ranch you may not know. Ranch is the best-selling salad dressing in the U.S. The worst-selling dressing, Thousand Epstein Island. Another fact, all you need to make dressing at ranch dressing at home, eggs, milk, garlic, and an extremely dull life. And you can make your own. Did you know there's also, here's another weird ranch fact. There's ranch-flavored soda. Still not as disgusting as Dr. Pepper, surprisingly. Here's another fun fact. There are 70 different varieties of ranch dressing. 70! Which works out to like one for every one of Elon Musk's children. And finally, here's one you may not know. Europeans call ranch dressing American dressing, much like we Americans call body odor European smell. You know, you get it, right? Another quality program on the podcast. Wow, stuck the landing on that one, right? Well, here we go. Next week, gonna do it again. Don't forget, follow us, like us, share us, love us, stalk us. Can do so right here and, of course, wherever you find the podcast. Check us out on YouTube, Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. Google Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. You'll find the general store, the podcast, the radio show. You'll find everything. And we would love to have you hang out with us, that's for sure. Next week, you will be rewarded. We're going to give you criminal life hacks. Another episode of Confessions. We'll look at new slang with my daughter, Bunny. How to quit smoking with magic mushrooms. Snake yoga. And secretly judging people next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.